Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us This Week in America. It's called A Clear-Eyed Look at the Compatibility of Warfare and the Gospel and the Christian's Response. We'll look at what the Bible actually says about evil, war, and justice. The book, The Listeners, Should Christians Participate in War? By Coleman Lewis Coates. He earned an A.B. in Anthropology from Wheaton College, Master's of Divinity degree from Reformed Theological Seminary, a freelance writer and editor of Christian educational material at D.C. Cook, and language arts at Follett Educational Corporation. He collaborated with John Perkins on Let Justice Roll Down. Ordained at 40, Coleman served Presbyterian churches until retirement, worked as a chaplain in a state mental hospital. He plays the French horn, has done choral conduction, and composed hymns. He's a prize-winning amateur photographer, widowed with 3 adult children, 5 grandchildren, living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Coleman Lewis Coates, author of The Listeners, Should Christians Participate in War? Our guest on This Week in America. Coleman, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
It's a fascinating topic that we'll have time to explore today on the program. Let's start with a pretty basic question. What's the overall theme of your book? I mentioned it briefly in the beginning. What is the theme of the book, The Listeners?
Well, The Listeners presents the biblical doctrine that Christian participation in war is contrary to the goal of Jesus himself, the actual belief and practice of many early Christians, and it also contradicts the commands Jesus gave to his apostles. So Christians do not help God by killing people. God reserves all judgment to himself.
And that's in the book, The Listeners, Should Christians Participate in War? Coleman Lewis Coates is the author and our guest on the program. Some would say it's a form of pacifism. Are you a pacifist? Does that fit into that category?
I don't like that term. I know why you said it, because I'm opposed to war.
Yes.
But my main theme is that we are to be witnesses to Christ, and that merely saying war is bad, which it is not enough. We are to be witnesses to the gospel of Christ.
Why are Christians...
All Christians.
Yes, and why are Christians peaceful? I know you touch on that in the book. Why
are Christians
peaceful?
What about Christians?
Yeah, why are they peaceful?
They're supposed to be preaching peace because that was the gospel of Jesus himself. He said, I came to bring peace, and you shall be my witnesses. So the church is the extension of the word of God.
With us on the program is Coleman Lewis Coates. His website, by the way, is ColemanCoates.com. Coleman is C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, ColemanCoates.com. Book, of course, available at Amazon. You can link on directly to Coleman's website at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about the Christian basis for peace. What is the Christian basis for peace?
Well, first of all, living the faith and proclaiming it, that is, teaching it, is the church's task. Jesus said that himself at the end of Matthew when he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So that is our task, not anti-war.
What were some of the early Christians like? And I know you touch on that in the book, The Listeners. What were the early Christians like?
Well, they were all opposed to violence. They had different interpretations of violence. Don't forget, in the days of Jesus or the early church, there was no postal service, for instance. There was no security force. So the army did many non-warlike things, like delivering mail.
Oh, yes.
And stuff like that. So many Christians did serve in the military, but all Christians were opposed to violence. And as a matter of fact, there's one book that used a Christian, it's not lawful for me to fight, because that is St. Martin many people, many Roman Catholics and other people, other Christians, follow St. Martin, and he himself resigned from the army because it was not lawful to fight.
Let's broaden this a little bit. We've talked about the Christian aspect of this. Is this a book for all Christians, and then Protestants, Roman Catholic, the Orthodox? Does this apply to all of those?
Yes. For one thing, even though my own background is Reformed theology, that is Calvinism, I wanted to stick to the gospel, that is what the Bible says, so that Protestants, Roman Catholics, and Orthodox, who all recognize Christ as divine, should see themselves as needing this book.
The book we're talking about has been written by our guest on the program, Coleman Lewis Coates. It's called The Listeners: Should Christians Participate in War? It answers a lot of very important questions. Are the Old Testament and the New Testament alike? Again, this is something that you address in the book. Are they alike?
Yes. For one thing, the coming of Jesus Christ was God's statement that in Christ, all the promises made in the Old Testament are finally fulfilled. Jesus said that he came to fulfill, not to contradict, the Old Testament. There are over 500 New Testament quotations or allusions to the Old Testament in the New Testament.
The book is The Listeners: Should Christians Participate in War? It will get you thinking. The book is receiving excellent reviews. The author, Coleman Coates, with us on the program. Is the Holy Spirit still at work in modern days? It's something we hear a lot about. And you wonder, in modern days, is the Holy Spirit still at work?
Well, the answer is yes, but you still have to define what you mean by at work. The main job of the Holy Spirit is to quicken the heart so that we respond in faith to God. The Holy Spirit does not have the task of teaching us strange languages or stuff like that. The Holy Spirit moves people towards God.
Are Christians different than non-Christians?
Yes. That is one reason why I wrote the book, to point out that mere anti-war feelings are not enough. All Christians, after all, are simply saved by grace, the grace of God, and so non-Christians are those who reject Jesus Christ. And so I wrote this book towards churches and Christians, not towards all people, so to speak.
Yes. What kind of reaction are you getting? Because, again, it is a powerful message and a message that I think really needs to be discussed possibly more than it is now. What kind of reaction are you getting from the church and from individual Christians who have read the book?
Well, one of the reactions has been negative. People say that other people, like the Germans and the Nazis and the Japanese in World War II, were attacked as first. That's not the point. The preservation of America is not the church's task. The preservation of the gospel is.
With us on the program is Coleman Coates. He's the author of The Listeners: How Should Christians Participate in War? The book's available wherever books are sold. We'll give you some of that information here in just a couple of minutes. How is the promised land and the salvation related?
Well, first of all, even in the Old Testament, God refers to the promised land as rest, R-E-S-T. And rest has good connotations even in English. It means relaxation. It means the presence of God. And so, yes, the rest of the promised land is the equivalent of salvation for all those who do not live in the promised land, a piece of geographic territory. It's for all those who belong to God.
What has the process of writing this book been like for you? What has this meant for you? This is obviously a message that you're very passionate about. You spent a lot of time in writing the book. What has this process been like for you in writing the book?
Well, first of all, it took over 30 years, or roughly 30 years. I don't know when it began. It's a slow process. I began to realize early in my ministry, and besides pastoring churches, I've also been a chaplain in a mental hospital, and I've talked to people who seem to have trouble thinking, and I asked myself, what do they need most of all? They need God, and that is more important than preserving America. And so I've gotten many reactions from people who want to preserve America and forget that the church's first task is to proclaim Christ.
The
reaction I've gotten has been some negative by people who saw that America was being attacked, and they failed to realize that it is God who is their message, not America.
What kind of research went into this? As you mentioned, probably over 30 years where this thought has been there and you've been developing it. What type of research was involved in writing the book, The Listeners?
Well, I have read the major works of some people in the so-called traditional peace churches, that is, Mennonites and Quakers. And one of the problems I have with those people is that they talk within themselves. I think all Christians need to recognize that because they believe in God, they should refuse to participate in war so they can advance the gospel by their attitude and their life as well as their preaching.
Helping you take this message out to the public, the message in the book, The Listeners, Should Christians Participate in War, has been Reader's Magnet, been there with you in this process. What has that experience been like for you working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, they have done publicity for me, but I would like to see more traditional publishers publish it so that church people will see more of it.
And it's a message, again, that needs to be out there. I mentioned the book, of course, available at Amazon. You'll find information at Coleman's website, ColemanCoates, ColemanCoates.com. And I noticed you're on social media like Facebook and places like that. So how can people connect with you to get more information on the book?
Well, my main problem is that I'm an idea man. I would like them to contact Redemption Press as well. That's in the name of the publisher. It's also, I would like them to contact them to see the book, which is only about 100 pages, so it's a quick read, and it has no theological or academic jargon in it.
You know, it's interesting because the time we live in, it's a very volatile time. I think the timing is right for something like this, for all of us to put this into a better perspective, a more cohesive perspective. Talk a little bit about what you hope the reader will take away. Once they finish the book, The Listeners, what do you hope we get from that?
The idea that our salvation is the same idea. It's the presence of God. So when we are saved, as Jesus himself says in John, we accept God as the ruler of our life. And I hope Christians will realize that they should refrain from war, not just because that's a good ideal. They should refrain from war as an opportunity to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what I hope they take away. Avoid war in order to proclaim the gospel.
In the book we're talking about is The Listeners, Should Christians Participate in War, by Coleman Lewis Coates, our guest on the program. His website is ColemanCoates.com. book available wherever books are sold. We'll direct you to Amazon, actually to Coleman's website, because you can get information, a lot of good information there, and you can also order the book there as well. And, of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Coleman's website. Coleman, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with the thought-provoking book, The Listener, Should Christians Participate in War? Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
It has been our pleasure. Coleman Coates, the book, The Listeners, Should Christians Participate in War? Book available at Coleman's website, Amazon, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.